Good morning. It's Thursday, February 27th, and from the WVIK newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson. Republicans on a Senate committee advanced a bill yesterday removing gender identity from the Iowa Civil Rights Act, setting it up for a likely vote by the full Senate today. The bill would remove transgender Iowans from the state law that provides anti-discrimination protections in housing, employment, education, credit practices, and public accommodations. Republican Senator Jason Schultz of Schleswig says the majority of states don't have specific gender identity protections, and he says Iowa needs to align its civil rights law with its other laws that keep transgender people out of women's sports and school bathrooms.
And it is responsible, mature, and statesmanlike, not political, statesmanlike, to actually enforce these protections when it is obvious that the removal of those words has no detrimental effect, and we have the laboratory of the states, the majority of the states, to look upon.
Democrats say Iowa shouldn't be going backwards and taking civil rights away from a whole group of people. The House is also expected to vote on the bill today, and it could become law by the end of this week. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is demanding that the federal government release nearly $2 billion that he says is being withheld. Alex Degman reports.
Pritzker and the state's entire Democratic congressional delegation penned a letter claiming that 14 state agencies, including DCFS and IDOT, are missing $1.88 billion. They asked the Trump administration to explain when the state can expect payment and how they can ensure this doesn't happen again, among other demands. In the meantime, Pritzker says the state's trying to figure out how else it can get this money.
We, of course, are in every circumstance looking at what is our redress. Can we go to court? If not, are we, you know, is there some other way that we can get that funding source turned back on?
Some of the missing money has been awarded but still needs to be obligated. The rest has been obligated, but the agencies can't access it. Pritzker says federal agencies are not being responsive. I'm Alex Degman.
River Action is hosting a community-focused flood preparedness workshop at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport on March 1st. This workshop is in collaboration with the cities of Bettendorf, Buffalo, Davenport, Rock Island, Moline, and other stakeholders in order to educate property owners on ways to reduce flood risks. Participants will have the opportunity to learn essential skills in reducing flood damage, get one-on-one experience with experts, and watch demonstrations. Attendees can also expect to see flood defense system vendors and learn more about upcoming flood forecasts. This workshop is free to the public and will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit riveraction.org. Two-thirds of Iowans say they think food insecurity is a problem in their local community. That's according to a recent survey by Civics, an online polling company. The results also showed that 35% of respondents said food and groceries were their biggest monthly expenses, and more than half said the state is not doing enough to support people facing food insecurity. Chris Ackman is with the Hawkeye Area Community Action Program, a food bank in eastern Iowa. He says releasing the survey results was strategic in getting the attention of legislators.
You know, it's easy to share stories and the stories, you know, make a big impact. But I think, you know, legislators also want to see, they want to see numbers behind it, and they want to see numbers of how it's specifically affecting people in their state and in their communities.
Ackman says food insecurity is not a partisan issue and that fighting food insecurity has bipartisan support. Illinois Republican lawmakers are renewing their calls to nix state health care programs for undocumented adults. An audit released yesterday found the programs cost the state about $898 million in their first 3 years. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration had initially estimated that cost to be $350 million. The audit also found more than 6,000 people enrolled in the programs had a Social Security number, and others did not meet age requirements, among other things. Senate Minority Leader John Curran has long railed against the program.
While this was a good press pop for a governor trying to get more recognition on the national stage, he was unable to be trusted by the taxpayers of Illinois to actually manage and run this program properly.
Governor J.B. Pritzker said yesterday the report is evidence that there's, quote, an awful lot of people out there who need coverage. And the Iowa Department of Transportation is inviting the public to offer feedback on a proposed bridge project in Dubuque County. The proposed U.S. 20 westbound bridge replacement project would start in spring 2026. The public in-person meeting is today at the East Central Intergovernmental Association located at 7600 Commerce Park in Dubuque. Iowans can drop by any time between 5 and 6:30 p.m. Those who cannot make it can find a link to the project on the Iowa Department of Transportation's website using your name and zip code to access the material. The deadline for online public comment is March 12th. From the newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson.